Mishnah says in Daf Kavdanum Bey is that Hacheresh and Nachlatz, if a Cheresh did Chalitza, and a Cheresh is Chalitza, or a Cheresh did Chalitza, the Chalitza is a Katan, or if Chalitza was done to a Katan, Chalitza is a Psula, these are all Chalitzas that are possible. Now, the Lashon Mishnah here is very interesting. The Mishnah refers to the Chalitza of a Cheresh as a Hacheresh and Nachlatz, a Cheresh was, that Chalitza was done to him. Now, in the whole Masechta, whenever we talk about the Baal, the man doing the Chalitza, we call him HaChalitz, HaChalitz Yavinta, the man is called HaChalitz. What's up is why Daf Kovir suddenly does the Tana refer to the man as the Nachlatz, the one who Chalitza is being done to, the Chalitza should be called HaChalitz, the one who is doing the Chalitza. It's true that the Chalitza is done to the man, but Afal Pichin, the whole Masechta, we refer to him as HaChalitz, not HaNachlatz. Why suddenly over here do we call him HaNachlatz and not HaChalitz? So the Numik Yosef over here says a Valdikip Pshat, that it's Bedikdik Hetiv and Chazal change the Lashon over here, it's Alpi the Rambam, the Pirsha Mishnah, and he says like this, he says, really, the question is, why talk about in the whole Masech do we refer to the husband as the Chaylitz? He's not the Chaylitz, he's the Nachlitz. He doesn't take off her shoe, she takes off his shoe, so we should call him HaNachlitz, the one whose shoe was removed, not the one who removes the shoe. Why is he called a Chaylitz? He explains that even though it's true that she's the one who removes the shoe, not him, but Lamaisa, he does have a chelik in the Maisa, because we need his kavana, like the Gemara says earlier, you need his kavana, if he's not mechavan, doesn't work. So being that you need his kavana, he has an active chelik in the Maisa, he's the one who's primarily doing it, he's the one who's being mechavan, so even though she's physically removing it, but he is activating the chalitza, he's making the chalitza happen, and therefore we refer to it as hachaylitz, we refer to him as hachaylitz, even though he's not the one who physically removes the shoe. If that makes sense, why over here the Tana changed it to Hacheresh and Nachlatz? Because over here we're talking about a Cheresh. A Cheresh does not have Kavana, he's not a Bardas, he can't be Mechavan. Once he can't be Mechavan, then Itake has no active part in the Chalitza, so he can't call him HaChalitz. Therefore, we call him HaNachlatz. The Chalitza was done to him as opposed to him doing the Chalitza. Beautiful Pshat in the Lashon, why Dafko over here, the only place in Homesachta, we refer to the man as the Nachlatz and not the Chalitz. So that's the Pshat Miki Yosef of the Rambam. Now, we mentioned earlier in Daf Lamed Hey, the Nadi Behuda, and Behuda and the Tshuva, and Avanezer, Simon Sadi Dalid, and Madura Kamis has a fascinating Pshat to answer this Kasha, why in the whole Masechta we refer to the man as the Chaylitz and not the Nachlitz. He says this is a Kasha that always bothered him, Miel Dusai, and he says, Adav Nifla, he says that the Pshat is like this. The Gemara says earlier in Daf Kuf Beis, Beisim Beis, that really the word Achaylitz can mean two things. Achaylitz can mean to take off, but it could also mean to put on. And the Gemara goes back and forth. How do we know what Hachelitz means? Maybe it means to put on, and so on and so forth. But it's clear that the word Hachelitz can mean to put on, just like it means to take off. That's why we refer to the man as Hachelitz. We're not talking about removing the shoe, but Fakir, we're talking about putting it on. Because in order for the woman to take off the shoe, the man first has to put it on. He has to put the shoe on. Like the Gemara says, he has to do a maisa putting the shoe on, l'shem chalitza. So when we call the man HaChalitz, it's talking about that act of putting on the shoe. HaChalitz Yavinta means he's putting on his shoe, Le'yavinta, for Yavinta, in order that she should be able to take it off. That's why we always use this Lashon HaChalitz, a Peldik Pshat, a whole different understanding in the Pashm Pshat, in these words, HaChalitz Le'yavinta, that we have throughout the Masechta. But L'chara, you could be Meir in the Nedi Behuda, it's a very nice Pshat, but it doesn't seem to fit in the Mishnah over here. If he's correct, that's why we call him HaChalitz, because he's the one putting on the shoe, then what would be the Pshat, why Dafk over here do we switch when you talk about a Cheresh and we suddenly call him a Nachlatz? L'chara, the Cheresh is no different than anyone else. He also puts on the shoe like everyone else does. And L'chara, the Mishnah should say, Cheresh Shechalatz. L'fi the Nari Behuda, it's not Miyushav why the Tana changes the Lashon from Cheresh, from Chaylitz to Nachlatz. That's the Har on the Nari Behuda. Now, the Rashban Shubis, we mentioned this earlier as well, the Rashban Shubis also deals with this Kasha. Why B'chol Masechta do we call him a Chaylitz and not the Nachlatz? And he says, he says all over that Chachamim are not medaktik bolshoinim. They're not always medaktik to use the proper tense of the word. And if it doesn't make enough gemilah halacha, so they wrote it stam, even though it's not exact bediktuk. So they call him a chalitz, even though he's a nachlatz. They're not so makben on it. He's involved in ma'aseh chalitza, and that's good enough. So that's his the Rashba's havana. The thing that havana. Again, it's going to be tzarachin from our Mishnah. Why over here suddenly when it comes to Acheresh, should we switch it to Nachlatz? If Chacham are medaktik and Mechol Makom we call him HaChalitz, even though he's the Nachlatz, so why would Acheresh be different? Why would they change the Lashon over here? L'char and Smash, whether there's some Chilik Batz, and there's a reason why all over we call him HaChalitz, like the Mekiyosu said, but if you hold it, it's not bediktik, then it's not moving. Why over here it would suddenly change? So in the Rashi, I thought maybe you could say that he had a different gears over here, like Rashi. If you look in Rashi, the Ramaska Acheresh HaChalitz, it's also Psula. He seems to have a different gersa. His gersa taki is a cheresh shecholatz. He doesn't say a cheresh nachlatz. And l'fi him, it's no different than anywhere else. And it could be the Rashba had that Girsa as well. And therefore, Taka, the whole Masechta Shel HaBedikduk, there's all Shel HaBedikduk, and there's absolutely no difference between this Mishnah and all the other places. But the problem is, if you look in the Rashba over here, the Rashba and his Chidushim, Taka has the Girsa of Nachlatz. Not only does he have the Girsa of Nachlatz, but he actually brings down the Pshat of the Rambam. He says, why is it say over here Nachlatz? He brings in the Rambam because over here doesn't have Kavana, and therefore he's called the Nachlatz and not the Chaylitz. And so if he himself is saying this Pshat in the Kiyosef in the Rambam, it's a shikl steer to what he writes in the Rashba, that Shloi Bediktuk, Lefi this Pshat, it is Bediktuk. We call him a Chaylitz all over because he's being Mechavan. So that's a shikl tzarchian, both on the Rashba and the Nedi Behuda. How do they understand this mission over here? Why would it switch from Chaylitz to Nachlatz Lefi their Pshat? Just want to be messing with one last Pshat in the Taisa Rash, and earlier in Daf Kuvbeis, he seems to be saying a different Pshat, that HaChaylitz, it's not going on removing the shoe, but it's removing the zika. Achelitz evimta means he's removing the zika and patterning the lashuk and being matter hilashuk. And that's why Bechol Duchti uses a lashon of achelitz on the man, because he is the one who's removing the zika. It's true that it happens from her; she might be doing the maisa, but the man is the one who is patterning lashuk. He's the one who it's telling him to do yibum mechalitza. He's being piled the heter. Numela, for that reason, we call him the achelitz and not the nachlatz. If he that as well, lachar wouldn't be. It would be. Still tzarechi, and why over here uses lashon shenachlatz as opposed to the lashon of hachaylitz.